From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States says it's using Friday's international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry says the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to, quote, chart a course out of hell. In a related story, at least 40 people were killed Friday when Syrian government forces launched missiles into a crowded, rebel-held neighborhood near the capital, according to war monitors. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people were also wounded in the attack on Douma, just north of Damascus. They added that the death toll is likely to rise. The announced winner of Tanzania's hotly contested presidential election, John Magufuli, will officially be presented with a victory certificate on Friday. Tanzanians danced in the streets of Dar es Salaam late Thursday in celebration. That's a supporter dancing in the streets saying that for us young people, he promised a lot of good things. He will resolve unemployment by establishing industries, which will help us as young people get jobs. Edward Lowassa, the main opposition coalition, came in second and is calling for a recount, but international observers have described the election as peaceful and credible. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.